Right now, though, it's time for this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. I want to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, including Orange County Animal Services, the Goat House Refuge, Independent Animal Rescue, Cattails Cat Cafe, and the organization that joins us here in the studio this morning, Paws Forever. PawsForever.org is their website, the number four there. We've got Whitney here in the studio, and she's brought an amazing dog named Rico. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Tell us about Rico. He's been enjoying the studio for the last few minutes.
Yes, Rico is a one-year-old hound mix. I think he's also got some Rhodesian Ridgeback in there. He doesn't have the full line down his back, but he's got a little tuft of hair. And he just really has the body shape of a Ridgeback as well. So he's a wonderful dog. He's a little bit nervous of some new noises, new people, but once you give him a treat or, you know, show him some love, he's your best friend.
Yeah.
And I think he would make a great family dog or a great running buddy. He really just wants to have someone as close to him as possible.
Yeah, he was a little apprehensive when he came in because there was a little bit of commotion. But now that's died down and he's just settled right in and he's comfortable as anything now.
Yeah, he's sitting next to me looking out the window. Aww. Inspecting what's going on. But he does know sit already. He's very treat motivated, although I did have to hand carry him to the car. He didn't know quite what to think of that, but he rode beautifully, he wants to know what's going on and he wants to be a part of it.
Yeah, and he wants to like be close to people, I feel like.
Oh yeah, yeah. He definitely, which actually goes back to the Rhodesian Ridgeback mm-hmm. personality. They're guardians, they're protectors of their people, so that personality trait in him really makes sense, and he's going to want to be, you know, on the couch with you, walking right next to you all the time.
Yep. How big is he? How big is he going to get?
He's about 55 pounds, mm-hmm. but he's definitely thin. He needs to put on some weight. So we're working on that now. So mm-hmm. he's definitely a tall, lanky, big boy.
Is he now full grown?
I know. He is full grown.
Okay.
Yeah. He definitely needs to fill out weight wise, but in terms of his height, he is full grown.
What are his favorite toys?
He likes squeaky toys.
Okay.
But he's pretty new to Paws Forever, so we're still learning a lot about him as well.
Yeah. Speaking with Whitney from Paws Forever, pawsforever.org is their website, the number four there. You can find out more about Rico and get pictures of him up on the website. We'll also have photos of Rico up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Bark Report section, and also up on social media too, at WCHL Chapelboro. So what's going on at Paws Forever that folks should know about?
It's a busy time of year for us. We have lots of events pretty much every weekend. You can find those events on our website under the events tab on our calendar. As many of you who listen to this segment probably have heard, it's kitten season. So we're getting a lot of mama cats and kittens coming through our door.
Oh, yeah.
And through other shelters' doors. So if you are interested in adopting kittens, they're going to be coming of age here very shortly. And another thing we're always looking for is fosters. So if you yeah. don't necessarily want the commitment of a new pet, but really love them and want to be able to help save some lives, you can do that through fostering.
And again, pawsforever.org is the website for more information on all of that, the upcoming events, information on how to foster, and all of the adoptable animals as well, including Rico, who's our animal of the week this week. And again, we'll have photos of him up on chapelboro.com. What do you think would be a perfect home for him?
I think he would do well with either a family or just an individual who's willing to put in a little bit of time to get him comfortable around new environments and new people. But he's very trainable. He loves, just being next to his people all the time. So definitely someone who doesn't mind a dog next to them all the time.
Anything else that folks should know about Rico or upcoming events?
Rico has actually been looking for a home for over 6 months. He
oh,
was
wow.
at Caswell's shelter for about that long, and I have no idea why, because
he's
just
so
a great
sweet.
Dog.
Yeah.
So we recently brought him in, but folks, please help us find Rico a
yeah.
home.
We'll get him a home as soon as possible. He's a fantastic dog. So if you're thinking about adopting, head over to Paws Forever's website, pawsforever.org, and check out photos of Rico. And if people want to adopt, can they set up a visit or anything like that?
Yes, definitely. If you go on our website and click on Rico. You can fill out an adoption application and then set up a time to come in and meet him. If you have a dog at home, we always recommend a meet and greet so you can bring your dog down and make sure that your dog gets along with Rico, and we will help you
who
with all that
process.
Who would
not get along with this dog? Look at him licking my hand. Oh, you're so sweet. All right, we're going to have photos up of Rico up on our website, chapelboro.com, and the Bark Report. Go there and find out more up on social media as well, at WCHL Chapelboro. PawsForever.org is the website for more information from Paws Forever, including info on Rico and how you can meet him and adopt him and how you can foster animals if you want to do that, and upcoming events and everything there. Thanks to Paws Forever for bringing Rico in to visit us this morning. Whitney, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Aaron.